This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And Mike, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Jono?
I am doing fine, my man. How was your weekend?
Real well. Had
any,
a good weekend.
Anything? Did you do any fishing?
Did a little fishing. Training that 8-week-old Labrador retriever.
Well, you were about to call him some other names just now.
Well, it's kind of like she's like Chucky on the movie Child's Play.
Uh-huh.
She's a little evil, but... She's right. A puppy. She's growing up.
Well, you know what? It's better to have a dog than my kid wants a cat.
Right.
And I can't have a cat. I don't know what it is, but a cat. I don't know. If a cat could like duct tape a knife on your on its paw, it would kill you. That's how I look at a cat. Cats are dangerous.
Yeah. Very unpredictable.
And another thing about that, I don't know how we even got on this, but cats, I mean, if you do anything negative to a cat, the cat never forgets it.
No, like an elephant. Got a memory like an elephant.
Right. Yeah, I mean, a dog, you could cuss a dog out. You could slap him in the butt with a newspaper. And you know what? In 5-10 minutes, he's back to together again. He still digs you. But the cat marks it down on a piece of paper behind the curtain like, I'm going to get this guy.
Yeah, and the claws. I mean, they're lethal with them claws.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, Mike, let's talk about our replays, our races from the 29th?
Yes.
Yes, and before we get to that, folks, a little shout-out. And I got to say, Mike, our numbers are getting bigger and bigger every week.
That's great.
I love it. So Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, FairmontParkPodcast.com. You could catch all our last shows, all our previous shows, that is. And on Facebook, Race Day at Fairmont Park. That's right there on Facebook. And also, why not leave us a little review on iTunes and on
absolutely
Facebook there. Right, Drew? Yes, definitely. All right, before we get to this... Well, I think it's time to get to that. Let's start it off with our first race here. And this was a 350-yard, what is that? A 350-yard
quarter horse race.
Quarter horse, but it was a quarter horse race. And the purse was $9,000?
Yes.
All right, so what do we have here?
Well, it's kind of like Batman and Robin, kind of...
Well, the Batman and Robin, and I'll be Batman on this one. I'll take over. Big Bad Ivory by Lopez, and he won this one, and it seemed like the crowd was into it, too. He went off at $1.50, $1.50 to $1, followed by the one horse. And now we're starting to see the quarter horses. The one, the inside rail, is starting to come through here.
Yeah, that girl, Be Valiant, got a good break, and she just wasn't good enough horse to beat Bill Griffin trained and Uriel Lopez. Them two guys, when they hook up with these quarter horses, they're tough to beat. Bill's always got his horses ready to run, and they're just tough to beat. And $1.60 to, you know, it was a good bet. And you had to use the one horse too on the exacta. And Mighty Lindy figured for third. You know, he ran a good race, and
right.
It was just a good horse race from the outside.
But you know what? On that note too, the crowd definitely knew what yes. they were doing here, because the second place horse was 4-1, and the five horse here, Mighty Lindy, at 3-1 or 3.5-1. So yeah. Let's see the payoffs on this one. And again, it's really fun to watch these quarter racing.
Oh yeah,
it's a fun thing to watch. 8-1 paid $16 on the exacta, 50-cent try 8-1-5 $7.20, and the 10-cent super 8-1-5-7 $6.59. Moving on to race number two. And let me move this on over here too. By the way, I should have given my picks on what I had, but no big deal. Race number two is a 6-furlong maiden special weight, 8,000 was the purse. And let's see what we got here. In first place, we had Bumpity Bump. And I think you called this one, I think this was your best bet of the day.
Yes, he was. He just broke out of there, broke second, went right to the lead under Molina. And it wasn't never a question. He just outclassed the rest of these horses. It was just a paid workout.
1-1.
Win by 6.5, could have won by 12. It was just a very easy victory for him. Hyde to Green was second, and Robbie Jones, Jerry Hammond's
near
horse,
10-1.
And he came in for third.
And Robbie Jones was at 2.5-1. So I guess Hyde to Green snuck in there. Let's see what Jono had here. I had the 1-3-5, and the 5 got dead last.
Yeah,
at 2-1. Anything on that one?
No, it really it wasn't. I mean, it ran just like it looked like to be on paper. You know, he was the class.
What are you
of the
talking
field.
About? It ran dead last. You think I would have picked the horse to be dead last?
Well. Right. I just thought right. he okay. I didn't like him in that race.
All right. Well, you sure nodded when I was giving it up.
Set up.
It's set up. Okay. The payouts on this one, the 1-4, $29.20 on the $2 exact of the 50-cent try, 1-4-3, $12.75. The $1 daily double, 8-1, $4.40. The 10-cent super, 1-4-3-2, $3.87. And the $1 consolation, 8-6, $3.40. So that's what we got here on race number three. Or race number two, race number three here. Race number three, we got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And you want to start this one off, Mike?
Yeah, Latin Wildcat, the 5-horse. He stalked in this race and went by 5.25. He was a crowd favorite, went off $1.50. And Little Kick runs second. He ran a big race at 9-1, almost 10-1. And the disappointment was the Highway 54. They changed blinkers on him, thought he'd have a little bit more kick at the end, and he just didn't fire. He got in a little trouble at the 5/16 pole, had to check a little bit. The 2-horse Red Redemption kind of came down at the 5/16, causing Santiago to grab a hold of his horse while he was making his run. It wouldn't have made no difference in the win, but he probably would have been second.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, well, I went that route with the masses here. I went with the Highway 54, followed by four few dollars more, and that was the 4-horse. What was that? What was up with that one, Mike?
I mean,
you had the jock on that one as well.
That horse is strictly a route horse. He likes running a mile, mile and a 16th, and it was his first start since May of this year.
Right.
And they decided to run him short, kind of paid, you know, get paid to work instead
right.
of just breezing, and they wasn't figuring on too much in this race, I don't think. It's just okay. not his distance.
All right, and I had the Latin Wildcat, which Latin Wildcat won it, and Latin Wildcat went off at 1.5-1, followed by Little Kick at close to 10-1, and Highway 54 at 3-1. Let's see the payoffs on this one. The payoffs on this one, the 5-1 on a $2 exacta, $43.40. The 50-cent try, 5-1-3, $32.40. And the 50-cent try, 5 Oh, I already gave that one. 513-32.40. $1 daily double, $15, $7.90. 50-cent pick, 3-8-1-6-5-7, $11.65. And the 10-cent super, 5-1-3-2, $34.04. Any claims or anything here?
Nothing. No.
All right. All right, let's move on to race number four. And race number four, we got a 1 mile claiming 4,000. And this one was won by the two horse taking cheap shots, and went off at nearly 3-1, followed by the five horse next to last, and that went 17.5-1 on that one. And the four horse runaway market, and this should be a good payoff, and that's a 18-1 horse. So let's see what we got here. What'd you make of this race, Mike?
Well, in this race here, I thought Brooke Stillion, she rode this horse as good as she's rode any horse for the last 2 years that she's been here. She got away fourth and Sit Chilly going up the backside. She was near the rail, and at the 5/16th pole, I think it was Bilby that put – no, it wasn't Bilby. It was Giles that put a little pressure from the outside and had her down in a spot that she was just going to have to sit, not unless – she did what she did, and she made a move. She split horses entering the head of the stretch, and when she got to the head of the stretch, she started drawing off. A very patient ride. She saved a lot of ground, and the horse responded well for her, winning by 8.5 lengths.
Hmm. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's these jocks. I mean, they got to take their time. If things close in on them,
right?
I guess most of the time, to where they just got to – they can't panic at all.
No.
So that's what we have there. And my picks, they're not really Hallmark moment picks here on this one either. I had the 6 Sugar Vision.
Yeah, he laid an egg.
Yeah. You knew that too by any chance?
No.
Okay, good. Followed by the 2 Taking Cheap Shots. And I have my one horse there as my sleeper, Coat Chief.
He laid an egg as well.
Right. Yeah, I see that. Thank you. And let's see the payoffs on this. Let's move off. Move on. Yep, okay. The $2 exact, the 2-5, $133.80. The 50-cent try, 2-5-4, $359.20. And $1 daily double, 5-2, $13.70. The 50-cent pick 3, 16572, $17.20. And the 10-cent super, 2546, $225.61.
Some good payoffs in that one.
Not bad. Like they have seen more. I mean, those are some big numbers that came in. Anyway, let's move on to race number five. Let's move mine up to here. Race number five, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And, I guess I can start this one off here. The winner of this one was Green Means Go. Green Means Go went off at 5-1. And Green Means Go, it's exactly how the name is, did not look back. As soon as it turned green from the wire or from the gate, it took off and did not look back at all. Did you expect a run like this from Baylon?
You know, I had him pick third. I had the 9 and 10 picked 1-2. This horse was ready. He'd been off since October of last year. And when the trainer called and wanted Baylon on the horse, Victor worked him one time, and he worked well. Did not expect him to run off and hide like he did. He got a little tired at the end. He won by 3.25, but you had to send him out of there for the simple fact that he had to rail, and he does have some speed. And if he didn't send him and just let him, you know, kick out on his own, you know, he might have been covered up running second or third. And a lot of times with a speed horse, that's not the right thing to do. So he kicked him out, went to the front, kind of dictated the fractions on the front end, and the horse that surprised me in here was a horse that runs second, Aussie
Fury. Of course, yeah.
He ran a big race. Mike did a good job with him, Mike James, and Electric Cat finished third with Dr. Leakty coming up for fourth.
Yeah, you know what? There's been a lot of money put down on Mr. Dr. Lichty. I think if we're the crowd, we're looking at a malpractice suit here. Dr. Lichty's really taking over here. I mean, we got to close his practice down. I went to the well once too many with Dr. Lichty.
Right.
All right. Mm. So Aussie Fury here, that's James, and that went off at 15-1 here, folks, and the nine-horse electric cat, and that was Mike's guy here, Santiago, and nearly 5.5-1, or was over 5.5-1, and Dr. Lichty, again, crowd favorite, let him down, got the back end of the super. And that just doesn't cut it. Let's see the payoffs on this one, Mike.
All right.
Payoffs on this one, $193.60 on a $2 exacta. 50-cent try, $139.313.75. 10-cent super, $139.10. Boom. Look at this one, $505.27. The $1 daily double, 2-1, $29. And the 50-cent pick 3-5 with the 7-2-1, $35.50.
Pretty good ones.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on to race number six. Race number six, we've got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. Take over here, buddy.
This race was won by Affirmative Song. Had a middle post position. Got away fourth. Set in behind the two leaders going up the backside at the half-mile pole. He started asking to run a little bit, started picking horses up. By the head of the stretch, he was in front by half and held that position all the way through to the wire. Horse ran a big race. He figured to win it. Went off at $1.50. Mighty Gideon, the 2.5-1 second choice, runs second. Again, he had a good trip. He was on the front end like where he wants to be. Lopez did a good job. Just got outrun by a better horse, which 2 weeks ago they ran, and they finished second and third. So the same two horses come back and run 1-2. And for third, Bo Zippity made an inside move coming up the lane, saved ground, and he weakened at the near the wire about the 16th pole. Didn't have enough to kick to get up for the win, but he ran a good race.
And it's interesting, the morning line on Buzipity was 9-2, and when the smoke cleared, he was almost 9-1.
Yeah,
wow. So the crowd didn't buy into it.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Let's see the payoffs on this one here. And by the way, that was Baylon on the winning horse there, and that went off at $1.50. One and a half to one. Mighty Gideon, Uriel Lopez, 2.5-1 on that. And the one horse, B.U. Zippity, and that's Giles' horse, nearly 9-1, like I said. The $2 exacta, 4-2, $13.40. The 50-cent try, 4-2-1, $21.20. The $1 daily double, 1-4, $17.20. And the 50-cent pick 3, 2-1-4, $29.90. And the 10-cent super, 4-2-1-5, $17.35.
Okay.
Moving on to race number seven. Race number seven, we've got a allowance condition, 10,000, six furlongs here. What do you got here, Mike?
The winner was So Obvious. Harry Lynch and Rainier Arrieta teamed up for the win, and we both need our butts kicked for not going back to this filly. We had a little proof of it, what kind of filly she was a week ago, or this past Tuesday. A horse win by 13 lengths on Tuesday that this filly here outrun by 3 the week before. And even though she was jumping up in class, she's got
that
a lot of speed.
That was my problem. That was my problem.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't buy into her jumping up in class like that.
But it just goes to show you, when you look at them numbers, them power numbers and speed ratings and stuff like that, you can throw them out the windows on occasion. This was one that didn't figure by the numbers. It looked like a Star Magnet, Kiss and Rosie, 1-2 either way. Coming from Chicago, Kiss and Rosie looked like the horse to beat. Star Magna coming off a strong second place finish 2 weeks ago. Looks like she could be right there too. And I just threw So Obvious out for the simple fact she's jumping up from maiden special weight to non-winners of two. And she was the best horse by far. They could have went around there again.
Let me ask you this. I'm seeing that trend a lot at Fairmount Park this year.
Mm-hmm.
Can we... If we threw that thinking, that knowledge out the door this year and just go by what we're seeing on paper, I think we would have made, we would have cashed a couple extra tickets this year.
Yeah, that, and, you know, you can give it the eye test, too. I mean, for those of us who's been around for a long time, you know, I knew this filly. She beat a good filly the time before because that filly, like I said, came back and went by, I don't know if it was 12, 13 lengths or something like that, and went 111 and change. When them two fillies hook up again, it's going to be interesting because the Honey's Tail is a horse I'm reverting back to. This filly here, she's the real deal. She's got a lot of speed. She does everything right, and Harry's done a good job with her. And so is Rainier. Rainier rides her well, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing them, the other two, match up the next time.
Very interesting. That was So Obvious, and Arietto rode this nearly 6-1 horse that I did not have. I did not even have this one in my top four.
Neither did I.
The 5-horse Star Magna and Baylon, and went off at 2.5-1 on this, and the 2-horse Kiss and Rosie, and that was Santiago, and that was a crowd favorite there at 2.5-1. So that's what we have on this. My picks on this was the 1 Iron Victory. Yeah, I just stepped out, and I bought into the whole coming in from a different
Indiana
track. Yeah, and seeing much tougher.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured that it's going to look at this, and you know what, like we said on a couple shows ago, this is no slouch here anymore.
No,
I mean, when you're coming here, you better have your war paint on, because these local horses, they're putting up a good fight.
Yes, they do.
They guard their home pretty good. So that's what we have. Let's see the payoffs on this, Mike.
All right.
The $2 exacta 6-5, $63.20, not bad at all. 50-cent try 6-5-2, $31.75. The $1 daily double 4-6, $29.90. The 50-cent pick 3, 1-4-6, $143.85. And the 10-cent super 6-5-2-3, $19.60. And moving on to race number 8. Race number 8, we have a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And I'll start this one off here. The winner was Daddy's Wildfire, the 6 horse. And I guess all the outside horses here had a big input. Daddy's Wildfire went off at 1.5-1, and that was ridden by Uriel Lopez. Uriel Lopez, he got out of the gate and really stayed up top and didn't look back, really. Asked him halfway in the stretch and then took off from there. Do you ask when you're up about 2.5? I mean, do you really ask the horse to give you more? Or I love how Santiago does it to where he just shows the whip. Molina does that too. Mm-hmm. To where they're not really hitting the horse, but they're just showing it, the horse, the whip coming back and forth. I that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And like this filly here, Uriel had to get into her a little bit late, but this filly always likes the front end, and she was hooked. Matter of fact, she was headed line up for Kisses with Santiago, went to the front coming from one of the Nebraska tracks. Had a lot of speed, but Uriel drew the outside of her, and he just sat out there. Dirt couldn't hit her in the face. And the horse to watch next time will be the 8 horse, Ruby Lee Song. She closed there at the wire. I think she'll be tough in this spot next time, along with you're my favorite, the third place finisher.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. The outside had so much input in that one. And Eight Horse, like Mike said, Ruby Lee's song, that went off at nearly 3.5 to 1. That was by Bilby. The Seven Horse, You're My Favorite, Baylon. Wow, almost 15 to 1 here. I just don't know how you can't let a Baylon and a Santiago horses go for anything in double digit. You almost got to put a show pool going or something like that. So that went off at 1480. And let's throw the nine horse in here, too, for the last race for the Superfecta, and that was Runaway Gal, and that was Velasquez, and that went off at 13 to 1. And with mine here, I had 2, 4, 6, 9. So I didn't have a good day. I had a couple winners, but nothing to hold up here.
Well, you know, we're kind of in this rut, really, if you want to call it that. We had a lot of heat the last month around the area, and these horses is running every 2 weeks, and a lot of times they won't run the way it looks on paper. I mean, you got to give them a little bit of a break here and there, and some of these horses are getting tired, you know.
Right, right. Mike, let's go over the payoffs here. The $2 exact, a 6-8, $21.40. The 50-cent try, 6-8-7, $36.65. The 10-cent superfecta, 6-8-7-9, $19.29. The $1 daily double, 6-6, $36. The 50-cent pick 3, 4-6-4 with the 6, $49.20. And 50-cent pick 4, 1-4-6-4/6, $315.80. That's not bad at all. Well, I tell you what, Mike, it's time for our racing for this Tuesday, man.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, our matinee racing, 1 p.m. at Fairmont Park. And you know what? It's all about just forgetting about what kind of bad picks you had the day before, and we start all over. It's like fishing, Mike.
Yes.
You had fishing this weekend. Now, oh, yeah. I mean, you're not going to catch every time on one particular bait. You got to mix it up a little
bit. That's right.
And we're going to mix it up here with 6 furlong, claiming 4,000 on our first race here. What do you got?
In the first race, I went with number 2, Shame on the Night, Pete Scalcione. This filly's dropping back in where she belongs. She tried the allowance company last time. I think she's the class of the field. Followed for second with Life is a Ride, number 3. And that would be Denny Smith. This will be his second start, or her second start, off the claim. Gets Baylon in this spot. I think she's going to be running at the end and maybe chase down Shame on the Night. Victor, I'm sure, will send her out of there. And then for third, I use the inside mare, Sing Kitty Sing, Old Reliable. She's always running hard, and Ralph Martinez is having a good meet, and he's got Giles up.
Well, you know what? I couldn't argue with you that much, but I got the 3 on top. I got Life is a Ride on top here with Baylon, and I got the 2, Shame on the Night, and then the 1 horse, Sing Kitty Sing. So we're
3 horses, just a little bit different order.
Yes, sir. Let's move on to race number 2. Race number 2. Come on, pop up, please. Yes, there we go. It's a 4.5 furlong maiden special weight race here. And these are kind of tougher because they haven't been out there. What do you got here, Mike?
Well, I'm going to use one that has been out, the 3 horse Just Addie. She went to the front last time. Mike Nance's horse, Melina's in the irons. I'm sure she'll get out of the gate good. I think she's going to be hard to catch. For second, I use John Cox's Silver Supreme, number 5, with Uriel Lopez. And for third, I went with Jim Childress's Itching for Attack with Francisco Giles.
Okay, that's interesting. What made you play the 5 horse here? What would you see in that?
I like the connections. John's always got his horses ready to run. And Just Addie, even though I've got her picked on top, she ran a good race last time, but I don't know what the speed numbers are. She ran a 54. Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad at all. But I just think that I'm going to give Cox the shot with the first-time starter.
First-time Lasix, too.
First-time Lasix. Like I said, he's always ready. And, I mean, if she's good enough, she'll be right there.
Okay. I went with the 3 horse on top. You know what? Just that last race, first time out, and coming in second, just barely missing there, gets my vote of confidence. So will the crowd. I think the crowd will buy into this one. I think this one will drop down to possibly like 4-5 is what I'm seeing on this horse. I'm buying into the six. I think the six, you're looking at a horse that ran in a at Churchill Downs this year for 46,000 maiden special weight. They bring it up to Fairmount Park and runs third. And a crowd choice at 1-1. I think now it settles down. I think when was July 1st, by the way? Was that Mike? Was that out in the on a Tuesday or was that during nighttime or was that during the day? Because that could have had a role in it too. Because it was pretty hot. It was pretty hot.
Yeah.
In that early session too. I'm giving the horse another shot here. I just think that they think highly of this horse. They put it in a big time race here, maiden special weight at Churchill Downs for 46,000. Folks, that's a tough race, and it broke slow and all that. I just think that you could have this one in your exacta. And my third place horse here is a Shiny Marquee, and that is the two horse. And you know what? I'm going with the pattern of how I seen the last race. I'm buying into that last race. Mike's going with the first-time starter. He likes Cox, and Cox is very respectable with races like this. I'm just going with what I seen from the last race. So,
okay.
Let's go to race number three here. Race number three is a claiming 3,200 going 6 furlong. And what do you got, Mike?
I'm going to use this horse for my bet of the day as well, the 5, Jaguar Ridge. I think he gets a stalking position in a 5 or 6 horse field. I look for the Pegasus book to go to the front.
All right, let's see. Which number is that, Mike?
5.
5.
Jaguar Ridge. And for second, I did use the Pegasus book to hold on. And then for third, I went with the 2-horse, Lazy Lovin'. I like him coming from out of it. I think Molina will sit back there, and this horse will be running up the stretch, and I think he'll be good enough for third.
Well, you did not even use my top play here.
No, I went against him this time.
You did not even look at mine, and that is Nafer's Best, the 4-horse. I feel should get some love here. I didn't see this horse losing by much, lost by 0.5 length last time out. 2 races prior, won both of them, going for a third in a row here and lost by 0.5 length. The horse gives it everything it's got. I like Nafer's Best on top here, the 4-horse, followed by Jaguar's Ridge. And I realize, Mike, that last time they hooked up, it wasn't a 1-mile event. Now they're in a 6 furlong, and Jaguar, that's what it likes to hook up in, and it's all about speed. I just think Nafer adjusts to it, but Jaguar should be the favorite in this one because he's all about speed here, and Santiago will have this horse out there. But you know what? I see this as a nice exacta. I know you don't have Nafers out there, but I see a nice 4 and 5 as a nice exacta box, followed by the 6. Did you use the 6 at all, Pegasus book?
Yes.
Okay. Because you hardly give any love to this horse.
I picked him for second.
Okay. Because last time out, you didn't even look at him. Is Diego back and healthy?
No. I don't know if he's going to ride tomorrow yet or not, but I know he took off Saturday.
Okay, because he's on these horses.
Yeah.
What are they going to do if he doesn't ride?
Put a different jock on.
Okay.
That's all they can do.
All right. All right, that's not going to... I don't think that'll hurt horses like this because, I mean, he's a competitor.
Yeah.
Race number four, we got a 1-mile claiming 4,000. You want to start it off, Mike?
Yeah, I tell you what, I didn't even mark my program on this one here, but I'm going to just shoot from the hip, and I'm going to go with the 4-horse, Would Not Mind, Eddie S. and Price and Bilby. God knows they're due for a win. I think it's been about a month and a half since Bilby's won a race, so I'm going to give him a shot in this race. I think this filly's the best one in here.
Yeah, he's at a 9% clip right now.
Yeah, and for second, I went with I'm So Vain, Martinez and Giles. And for third, I went with Dancing High, Leroy Hellman.
I don't like that horse anymore. I'm So Vain. It's my buddy's horse, and I don't like it. I'm going with Would Not Mind on top. And I agree. I think Bilby and Essam Price here, I think they've been walking through the desert way too long here on a horse without no name. Is that how it goes?
That's right.
All right. So I think they're going to find this one here. I like Would Not Mind, followed by Wake Up and Run. And that is the two horse. Matter of fact, this is a night. This has got to be my exacta box play of the day right here.
Okay.
This is it. My 2-4-4-2, folks. In the fourth race, this is it. This is the one that you made a couple bucks. This is the one you go to the window and go, I like a $25 2-4 exacta box.
There you go.
That's what I like. And the five horse here, Dancing High. Dancing High. Where did you have Dancing High?
Third.
All right, good. All right, that's what we got on the fourth race here. And moving on to the fifth race. And this is a maiden claiming 4,000, and I almost got a tumor looking at this one.
Yeah, you got them coming from all angles here.
Oh, every angle, and none of it's good.
No.
All right, so this is a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000, and I'll get mine over first. It's like getting the tetanus shot here. I went with the four horse on top. I went with Pretty Standin', and I'm going with the class drop here. Becker, Santiago, I like that combination. Thank God there's this combination in this race. If there wasn't, there wouldn't be a standout in this race. I like that. And plus, horse on the drop here. It's coming in from Arlington. You know, Mike, I like that. I like to ask you this, too. Could they have given up on this horse a little too early on this notion that they ran it on synthetic in six starts? All it had was six starts lifetime, and four of it was on synthetic.
Right.
So I know it's a big barn, and they just don't like – they don't play around. I mean, if the horse doesn't contribute, they just say, okay, out you go. It's a depth chart. It's like the NFL over there.
Yeah,
Scotty Becker's like Tom Landry, I tell you.
But the thing about it is, it's, you know, after what she had, six starts, you kind of are what you are. And
yes, but
like
did
a baseball
you really
player.
Get a, but did you really get a good look at what the horse is?
It evidently got all the look he needed because he's dropped her in for four. And I mean, she's run twice on the dirt at Hawthorne and Philly's maiden 15, and that's next to the bottom ladder up there.
But then
and
it got didn't beat look by that bad, length. Fourth by 3.5 at 15,000.
Yeah, but look at the start before, ninth by 18 lengths.
But it was improving, too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, all right.
The numbers are, they're $4,000 numbers if you look at them. Matter right. of fact,
okay.
It's just, she's... Well, she's in there for a reason, and
right.
They're trying to win a race.
Right,
you know?
I got you. And a big barn like this, they're not going to waste time. I went with the four horse. It's good for the bettors though, because they look for something like this. They look for a little opening for us to see. Like this horse, I think is better than this race here. I like this four horse on top, followed by the five. And I don't know how many times I'm gonna. Go to the well. I think this one and Dr. Luchty ought to get together and have a pay-per-view race.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them have to win.
Yeah, Duchess Lala. And, well, you know, close some, but again, it's Duchess Lala, and you never know what Duchess is going to do to you. I got a second and the three-horse Stormy Cape. And, I think Stormy Cape brings it's bringing in a lot of Maiden special weights. It's dropping in tag here, dropping in class. I just think it might catch the back end of it, Mike.
Well, you got to pick somebody, right? I mean, right. It's just one of them races.
Again, with S and Price as well, you're looking at what is he at this price? He's at 29% in this maiden claiming. Mm-hmm. So that you can't overlook that 29% in maiden claiming. S and Price is pretty good on this level,
right? For the winner, I put the same horse you did, just for the simple fact the connections and dropping down to four. Looks like they put her in with the right spot. And for second, I looked number five, Duchess Lala. There again, I think she's not good enough to win, but good enough to maybe be the bridesmaid. And for third, I went with the outside horse that you was high on a couple starts back, Uncle Tommy. Dropping in for maiden special weight, got John Cox, and Melina gets an outside post position. She could upset this bunch because if she gets out of the gate, she does have a little bit of speed. I know it doesn't show it on paper, but she could
upset.
Well,
had some nice works before all this.
Right.
So, and I'm not seeing too much out of Cox on the claiming aspect of it. I mean, not a whole lot, though. Not a whole lot of input in there. Just two starts on maiden special weights and four on the maiden claiming.
Right.
With nothing happening there. All right. Okay. That's what we got on race number five. So what did you go with there?
4, 5, 7.
All right. I went with 4, 5, 3. All right. Race number six here. This is a nice race.
Yes, it is.
This is a nice race. This was a tough race. This is a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. So, Mike.
Okay.
You got honors on her.
All right. Let's
Your
go
honor.
With. I like. You got a lot of speed in this race. You got the inside and outside. The bookends is both going to bust out of there, and they're going to be balls to the wall, looks like to me, for the first 3/8 of a mile to a half. I'm going to go with a class horse in the race, Richie Rocks. George Dill claimed this horse from Larry Ravelli in Chicago. He's got Balon on. I look for this horse to be head-and-head and putting pressure on the one horse, This Duck Can Fly. I used that horse for third. And for second, in between the two bookends, I went with Looking for Love and Tom Doris. He's coming off a route race. He's going to be running at the end, and if these two front runners get a little bit tired or they hook up and get in a big speed duel, don't be surprised if the three Looking for Love comes up for the win.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. So what was your order on that one?
5-1-3.
5-1-3, okay. Well, I went a little different on this one. I went do a U-turn on this one. I went with the 3 on top. I went with the Looking for Love on top here. Again, on this type of race, Mike, you're looking at horses that are all allowance optional, and they're all hungry here. And I like Tom Doris. I don't know what it is, but every time Doris puts in a horse, you know that it's alive and it's ready to go. Or Tom's not going to have a horse in there that's not fit and ready. And then on top of that, I get Santiago. I just like what I'm seeing here. I like the 3 horse on top, followed by the 1 horse. This Duck Can Fly. I've been high on this horse, and you know what? This horse on my charts had the best number.
Mm-hmm.
Had the best number out of all these horses. This one stood out the most with the biggest numbers on the charts that I did. But again, I graded it down one because it's only had 2 races, and you know, maybe I should have kept it up. But This Duck Can Fly definitely is up there, and Charlie's got this horse going in the right direction. I think this horse is going to win a couple more this year. Bilby's on it, and look for this horse to be right there, maybe even the photo finish to where you're going to have a photo on this one. And I got the 5 here, Richie's Rocks, with Balon, and that's what number is that? That's the 5.
Yeah,
that's the 5. And I just didn't like the 2 Life on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All About 2 Life. I don't know. I just looked at it like that, and 2 Life always bothers me. I like seeing the horses that are allowance optional.
Right.
So that's what I look at. All right. So Now we go to race number seven. Race number seven, why don't you start it off on this one?
Well, we got to go with Mr. Teddy again.
You're going with Teddy?
Got to go with Teddy.
Hit it. That's our song. Are you on the magic carpet right now?
Everybody is, I think.
71%.
It's got to be higher, right? Got to be higher than that after last week.
All right.
I went with the four. Foxy's Beauty, trained by Mr. Untouchable right now. Teddy Randazzo and Juan Molina back in irons. She looks, you know, like she just going to go out there. The thing that's great about this filly or this mare is it can be an off track and it moves her up. It can be a dry track and she's still good enough to beat this bunch. Mm-hmm. She can stalk. She can go to the front. Whatever you want to do with her, she's push button. I went with her on top, followed by the six, Dr. Winkai, and for third, I used Tom Doris, Fighting Market.
Which one was your third, Fighting Market?
Yes.
All right. Well, here's my pick here. I went with the four. And that's Foxy's Beauty here by Teddy Randazzo. We're on the magic carpet right here. I love just cashing those tickets, and I know when I'm on a Teddy Randazzo horse, I'm always cashing something.
Oh, yeah. Go to the window.
Yep. Look at that. That looks like one of the old Greyhounds I used to bet on when I was down in Florida. 1-1-1-1-1. And yeah, it's a live ride there. I like Foxy's Beauty, and followed by the one horse, Flashy Rudy. Ruthie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Flashy Ruthie's going to be the horse that's all about just stalking, because I'm going to see horses that are going to try to take Foxy on.
Right.
And they're just going to wear down.
She'll be running at the end.
And Flashy Ruthie just says, thank you, Mr. Foxy's Beauty, because now I can pick up the pieces here.
Right.
So I see Flashy Ruthie picking up the second place prize. And I see your horse here, number three, Fighting Market, Baylon Doris, and that is 5-1 horse here. Well, let's pull him up. Where is he? The three horse, yeah, mm-hmm. The three horse. And I just think that this one will be fading. This one was the one that I think gets into a little duel with Foxy, and I think it'll have like one of those nicotine fits in the stretch and starts burning a lung or two. And I think Foxy takes over. That's what I got.
Okay.
Well, Mike, that's our picks for today, babe.
All right. It was fun.
It was fun. And folks, definitely catch our show. I know you guys enjoy our show on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, FairmontParkPodcast.com. Go to Race Day at Fairmont Park. Our show on Race Day at Fairmont Park, like I said, on Facebook. And please, why not leave a little review?
There you
go. Have you left a review?
Yes.
Under alias names and all that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. all right. All right, folks, take care and keep cashing those tickets. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmontParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.